USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial resumes this morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota. President Biden on Wednesday will unveil an ambitious infrastructure proposal that, if enacted, would overhaul how Americans get from point A to point B, how their electricity is generated, the speed of their internet connections, the quality of their water, and the physical makeup of schools. A Long Island woman tested positive for COVID-19 Tuesday, more than a month after receiving her second dose of the Moderna vaccine meant to protect against the virus. Melanie Rosen, who works as a secretary in the Hewlett-Woodmere School District, says she started experiencing symptoms shortly after attending a wake. A man working on a video about gun violence in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was fatally shot Monday after interviewing family members in the city who had been impacted. 55-year-old Anthony Merritt was shot multiple times at about 8 p.m. in North Philadelphia. He was discovered on the sidewalk just outside of his work van. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A small study is revealing the current COVID-19 vaccines will work against the new variants discovered since the beginning of the year. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed.
A homeless man on lifetime parole after serving time for killing his own mother has been arrested in the brutal attack Monday on a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan, New York. Police say Brandon Elliott, 38, was apprehended in a hotel where he was staying that's being used as a homeless shelter. It's near the site of the attack. He was arrested at 2 a.m. this morning and charged with 2 counts of felony assault as a hate crime. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota has been closed till further notice. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling high winds and heavy smoke near Keystone, South Dakota, as wildfires force the closure of Mount Rushmore. Travis Bushman of the U.S. Forest Service gives us this update.
Mount Rushmore National Memorial is closed and will, you know, remain closed. We evaluate it really on a daily basis, but it's closed primarily because the fire has directly affected the two main access roads into the, into the memorial.
The wildfire is burning in heavy dead and downed timber, with the National Weather Service estimating winds today gusting up to 55 miles per hour.
March Madness is set for men's college basketball. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the final four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a 1 seed and a 2 seed en route to the final four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.